This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is from our episode, The Secret's Out. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Growing up in Indonesia, Frank had to keep a part of his life a secret. He's gay, which put him and his family at serious risk as an Islamist extremist group gained a foothold in the area where he lived. He came to the U.S. as a teenager to escape what was happening at home, but there were more struggles ahead. Alex Stern has his story. We're not using Frank's full name. He's worried that it could hurt his immigration process.
A few years ago in high school, Frank fell in love. When I asked him about his boyfriend, he broke into a big smile.
He can be so diplomatic, but he can be so funny too at the same time. When I see people have that kind of personality, it's like melt my heart.
They did the kinds of things teenagers do.
We going to the mall, and then like we playing arcade game, and then having dinner.
But at the same time, Frank says his hometown was growing increasingly anti-gay, and that an extremist group called the Islamic Defenders Front started enforcing Sharia law. They made women cover their hair and wear hijab, even women who weren't Muslim. Frank says there was mounting intolerance and violence towards LGBTQ people. Members of the extremist group started to hack into social media accounts to out people. Frank's mom knew he was gay, but no one else did. He didn't feel safe, and he started saving up money to come to the United States.
The reason why I come to America, I just want to be myself, and I don't want to hide anything.
The plan was to leave in a month, but then Frank was discovered on a secret Facebook group for LGBTQ kids.
So, I left my home country, and I was like crying in the airplane, like, I'm relieved that I can get out from there safely.
Frank landed in Philadelphia by himself. He was 16 years old. He had a visa to take English classes here, and he hoped that he could get another, later, to go to college. He got his own apartment. He started working under the table, at a factory, at a gas station. But eventually he ran out of money.
And I started to figure it out, is there any way, like any plan B that I can do?
He couldn't afford classes anymore, which meant he needed a different way to stay in the U.S. He found a pro bono lawyer and learned that to get a new visa, he had to go into foster care. Frank was disappointed with his first foster home as soon as he got there. He'd been hoping for a family, but he and his three foster brothers weren't even allowed to sit on the furniture. His foster mom told him not to act like a girl, which made Frank pretty furious.
Do you think all gay are feminine? Not all of them. Like, gay is broad. Like, sexuality is broad.
His foster brothers bullied him and stole his stuff. Frank says they complained when he talked to his new boyfriend on the phone.
Would you mind telling me, like, some of the things that they would say to you that made you uncomfortable?
Hey, f***ing f*** hag.
When kids are rejected like this, when their families aren't supportive of their identities, it can be really unhealthy. Caitlin Ryan is the director of the Family Acceptance Project at San Francisco State University, and she studied this.
And in highly rejecting families, LGBT young people as young adults are more than 8 times as likely to have attempted suicide.
They have way higher rates of depression and drug use, and they're more likely to be homeless. Estimates say about 1 in 5 kids in the U.S. foster system are LGBTQ like Frank, and those kids are twice as likely to say they're being treated poorly. They're more likely to change families, to experience rejection over and over.
I feel like a stranger in a family, so what does it mean? It's worse than, like, having no family.
Frank knew he had to leave again. He and his caseworker were making other arrangements. Then he was invited to speak at an event encouraging LGBTQ adults to become foster parents for kids like him.
They asked me to share my experience in the foster care, and I shared that. And just like, after I'm done speaking, I met Lee.
I felt like a kindred spirit to him, he looked familiar or something. And I just knew that we were the family he needed.
Lee became Frank's new foster mom. He moved in with her, her wife, and their 8-year-old son.
So this is my room. So I decorate the room. I paint the room by myself. This is my desk, and that's my photos. So this is the photo that I take in New York. This is me and my best friend. And then this is Philadelphia.
Frank all painted his room blue. He has a bookshelf filled with books and art supplies and a guitar. He's found a home. and his moms understand him.
When you grow up with a gay parent, you have a lot of things in common and you can be completely open for who you are. You don't have any feels like, oh, I'm worried that it's going to be offensive. I'm worried that it's going to be inappropriate. I'm worried that it's going to be, like, not right or...
Disappointing
for my parents. So it's just something like a bonus that I have for being in a family, like a gay family.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad that it's what feels obvious to me is experienced, that like that you feel like you're in a home where your sexuality is supported and understood. I think that for us, we just see you as a kid, like as a kid that we love and are taking care of.
That was Lee and Frank, foster mom and son. Alex Stern reported this story. Frank recently applied to a bunch of colleges, and he's waiting to hear where he got in.
I really want to go to Princeton. That's my dream school. I have a Princeton Cruise shirt. I have a Princeton hoodie, Princeton hat, like everything about Princeton. So I'm really obsessed.
Don't ever miss a moment of The Pulse. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.